Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're witnessing history in the state of Mississippi. The flag with the Confederate emblem, the Mississippi state flag with that emblem, has been taken down at the Mississippi State Capitol after the vote in both the House and Senate passing a bill to change the Mississippi state flag.
Bye-bye. So long. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Oh, bye-bye, Mississippi. Bye-bye, racist flag. Bye-bye, everybody. Yeah, the most joy that any African-American could have would be watching a Confederate flag over a state house be replaced, repealed, and replaced. We don't know what the replacement is. It's Mississippi. You know, for all we know, it could be Aunt Jemima. You know, it really could. For all we know, it could be a swastika. I don't. So, the Republicans are starting to have their come to Jesus moment, and they are literally taking down Confederate symbols. Confederate freaking symbols. I guess, you know, like I said, all I ever wanted to do was live in the 21st century and have somewhat good, decent hair. So, I mean, this was a good day. I thought today maybe we would do the good news first, and then get into the fact that only 12% of Americans are happy with their country today. That's a new poll. Unbelievable. 17% of us say we're proud of our country. I don't know who these people are. I have a funny feeling that they are not anybody you'd want to hang out with. But here's the decent news. So Governor Tate, the Tater, let's go. The Terminator. He terminated the Confederate flag in Mississippi last night. Here.
A flag is a symbol of our present, of our people, and of our future. For those reasons, we need a new symbol.
It is now law.
The Tater. He looks like a tater. He looks like a tater tot. Which is my favorite kind of a tater, is a tot. He looks like a tater tot, is what he looks like. But anyway, okay, so he did the good thing. This is all happening because of Black Lives Matter. This is all happening because people are out in the streets. They are not giving up. They are not going away. They are not going to stop. And for those of you who still don't understand why the treasonous traitors who seceded from our union have statues at state houses, even though they seceded from our union. They tried to destroy the United States. They wanted to get rid of Lincoln and replace him with the Confederate president, with Jefferson Davis. This is what they wanted to do. And these statues were not built after the Civil War. As I'm sure most intelligent Americans know, these statues were built every single time there was some pushback from everybody in this country who understood that Jim Crow laws were vile, okay? Every time you had a civil rights effort in this country, they would build more statues to the Confederacy. And they would put them in front of state houses so that black people would know white people are still in power and you can't fight City Hall. That's why those statues were erected, and that's why they were put where they were placed. And so black lives seem to annoy Donald Trump and his crew, which makes me doubly happy to see that freaking stupid flag come down. Now, Florida has a Confederate symbol, you know, it's got the crossbars. There's still a lot to do, But I am just so pleased that this is probably annoying the crap out of Donald Trump and his minions, because this morning the president was tweeting, no, not tweeting about Corona and how we need a Marshall Plan or how we need a Manhattan Project to beat back Corona, or how we're going to, you know, mandate mask wearing, or how we're going to, you know, just take a pause on opening indoor restaurants and bars, and he's going to postpone his July 4th at Mount Rushmore because, you know, first responders and the emergency teams and the health people are telling him it's a bad idea. No. He was tweeting about Black Lives Matter this morning because Black Lives annoy him. That's what it is. Black lives literally annoy Donald Trump. So he was tweeting this morning that a mural painting of Black Lives Matter, which is going up on Fifth Avenue outside of Trump Tower, is a symbol of hate. It's freaking yellow paint. He says it's a symbol of hate. No, Donald Trump, the Confederate flag is a symbol of hate. And if you don't believe me, if you don't think symbols can be hateful, why don't you just go straight for it and put a swastika in the middle of your forehead and see what kind of reaction you get from a symbol? We know you like to tweet out Nazi symbols. We know you like to tweet out Jewish stars and, insinuate that Hillary Clinton is part of a George Soros Jewish conspiracy to do something. I don't know what. Elevate pedophiles. Who the hell knows? But if you don't think symbols are annoying, look at Donald Trump. And if you don't think symbols matter, like I said, go put a swastika on your forehead and see how people react to you. But a Black Lives Matter mural made from yellow paint is not a symbol of hate. It's a symbol of bending towards justice so that you can then say with confidence that all lives matter. But I love that it got under his skin. I mean, you know, maybe he should just dump his property at Trump Tower. God knows every tenant in that building's been trying to do that for years. Maybe he ought to try that. Or maybe he ought to turn his back on everything and just go move to Europe. Oh, you can't move to Europe. We're pariahs. We're not allowed in Europe. In fact, I, as a Floridian, am not allowed in New York. You, as an Arizonan, are not allowed in New York. Californians, not allowed in New York. The list is growing and growing. 16 states are now on the, hey, if you want to come to New York, you have to pay for a self-quarantine enforceable by a court with penalties and fines, or don't even bother to show up. 16 states are now on New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut's list of pariahs. And Europe, no, we're not allowed to go to Europe. They won't even let us in. So Donald Trump, instead of tweeting about this, is tweeting this morning. He wrote, at New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to paint a big, expensive, yellow Black Lives Matter sign on Fifth Avenue, denigrating this luxury avenue. Denigrating. I'm just grateful he didn't capitalize N-I-G in denigrating. At least he didn't do that in the middle of the word.
Only because he didn't think of it.
What, Black Lives Matter? It annoys him. This whole thing annoys him. But how is this expensive? It's yellow paint. It's. I'm sure there'd be millions of people who would be very happy to go to Ace's the Place and chip in for a couple of gallons of yellow paint. Big expense. It annoys him, and that's a good thing. And the Confederate statues, he can't stop, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing that they're coming down by law. It's a good thing that Republican governors are getting hip to the fact that Americans want to see hateful symbols that were sent as a message to Black people to tell them who is in power are getting gone.